पादाय कृष्ण पृष्ठाय पुत्र श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारिणी जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा। एज ऑल ऑफ यू नो ऑन द बैटल फील्ड ऑफ कुरुक्षेत्र अर्जुन सेड आई डोंट वॉन्ट टू फाइट एंड कृष्णा सेड लेट्स हैव अ दंगल लेट्स हैव अ फाइट। द वर्ड दंगल एक्चुअली मीन्स फाइट। ओके द एक्चुअली वॉट वी पीपल अंडरस्टैंड दंगल मीन्स सम रिलीजियस दंगल और एनीथिंग। दंगल एक्चुअली इन नॉर्थ इंडियन लैंग्वेज it just means fight. So that's what we mean by today's prerna topic. Any coincidence with any movie is just a matter of coincidence. It's that similarity. Of course, I got this topic just 7 days back, and devotee who allotted me this topic said to me, "See, Parikshit also had 7 days." Now, how do you feel early morning a saffron clad brahmachari tells you that you also have 7 days, Parikshit also had 7 days? Then he started convincing me. He said, Parikshit had to prepare for death. You just have to prepare for a prerna class. I said, I prefer death. because giving a class in front of so much enthusiastic youth is difficult for me. Of course, giving a class in prerna is a different thing. I always thought that something should be done for the grahasthas of my age between 30 to 50, because we have all facility in our temple for all age groups. You must have seen there is Gopal's fun school for 5 to 15, and then there is prerna and chetna for 15 to 30. One who goes beyond 50, there is senior citizens and there are classes for them. Nothing for this category like me, who are managing life, their devotional life with 2 children and wife and parents falling sick and managing. So I always thought that we should have some festival of inspiration for grahasthas between 30 to 50, and I thought of naming it like Jagruti. You know, please wake up, something like that. And I had also thought of topics. Of course, I never wanted to be part of prerna. I wanted to do something new. And I had also topics for that. Like, for example, how to do babysitting while reading Bhagavad Gita. So we made a list of topics also. You know, how to sleep peacefully when children are making noise. So all such things, challenges we face. How to change the diapers while chanting. You know, once I was chanting and filling my tiffin for my children in the temple, and one devotee came up to me. He said, Prabhuji, kya aap dono chanting bhi kar rahe, ye bhi kar rahe. This is not setting a good example. So don't do chanting and these two activities similar. So then I just heard that. Somehow I had managed to reach the temple after taking care of the kids in the morning and dressing them, sending them off to school. And then I, next day, again when I met him, I said, I have made an improvement after your instructions. He said, what is a resolution? I said, resolution is I will not change the diapers of my children while chanting. Otherwise, all other activities. We call it, you know, doing things single-handedly. Means one hand is in the bid bag and with other hands all activities are going on. So actually a festival of inspiration is needed for all of us. You all are too much inspired. The way they were saying that, you know, he makes dramas and humor and this and that, that was just adding so much of pressure on me. Of course, in ISKCON we have this primary, secondary, tertiary level treatment. Primary is a lecture. You know, you call somebody for lecture. If you don't enjoy the lecture, then there is a secondary level. There is a nice kirtan organized. There is a chance that you can enjoy the kirtan. If you don't enjoy the kirtan, then there is a tertiary level. There is prasad. And if you don't enjoy prasad, then you have no hope in Krishna consciousness. Because that's the last hope. And I sought to it that because I was knowing that lecture is not going to be so good. So the kirtan should be arranged nicely, and fortunately you had a dancing kirtan before and you will be having a dancing kirtan afterwards also. Then the second thing I assured was prasad. I sought it that prasad. They should not think that dangal and pongal, they are complimentary words, and they should not... With all respects to South Indian food, pongal is something, I don't know, anybody likes pongal over here, please raise your hands. No, it's all about expectations basically. Like on Dwadashi, they serve such a nice khichdi in the temple. Someday you must have had it. And on the whole day of Ekadashi, I keep on thinking of that Dwadashi khichdi actually. And one Ekadashi, all the brahmacharis had gone out somewhere. And there was nobody in the temple except for a few of us. This was last year. And then that was Dwadashi next day, and we went for prasad, and there was poha. And I looked at the poha, I said, that whole fasting I did was a waste, I thought, 2 minutes. And then we made a statement that in our material life we say that kya socha tha, kya ho gaya, you must have heard. So we made a statement ki khichdi socha tha aur poha ho gaya. You know, this is what, we think of something so much in our life, but something else happened. So I saw to it that it should not happen that you go down and pongal or something like that is served. Because for me that pongal gives so much care. All the brahmacharis here know that. That once I told them that if it is served in the spiritual world, I don't mind coming down again so much. And last week they served it. So I ultimately went to the prasadam in charge. I said, Prabhuji, pongal kyu banaya aaj? So he said, now see how your miseries increase with every inquiry you do. He said, actually na main dhokla banane wala tha. So I felt more bad that it was supposed to be dhokla. Then further I asked him a question. So Prabhuji, dhokla kyun nahi banaya? Nahi, kal shaam ko humne dabeli khilaya na sabko. Iske liye abhi dhokla nahi bana. Then I realized that we should not have too much of expectations. This too much of expectations creates misery. Now let us go to the history of dangals. And before even starting the history of dangal from Satyug or anything, I would like to tell you beyond or before Satyug, I would like to make a statement that those who did dangal in the spiritual world, they were thrown down to the material world. Those who, you know, fought with the Lord, that why you alone are the enjoyer and why we are not the enjoyer. Those who were trying to lord over were sent here. So simple way is to stop this dangal of lording over, and then we can go back to Godhead. All of you must have heard the word jangal mein mangal or something like that word is there. So I made a theme as dangal mein mangal. There's something auspicious coming out of the fight. And the first dangal that happened in Satyug, of course, I am going to speak about this wrestler also, that is towards the end. All of you may be thinking that, abhi sir, Prabhuji kuch dialogue marenge, ye bolenge, kuch Haryani bolenge. That is towards the end, so please be there with me. But before that, we also need to speak some philosophy, and that's dangal in Satyug. So the first interaction the Lord had, or the first fight the Lord had, was with Hiranyaksha. And as the Lord, all of you know that, came as Varahadev, and as he was taking the earth and putting it back into the orbit, the earth had sunk down because of the amount of wealth he had collected. And Hiranyaksha was shouting at the Lord. He said, this earth belongs to us, we the inhabitants of the lower planet, and you cannot take it away. And he even said, rascal, to the Lord. The Lord was pained because he also displays emotion. But he tolerated it, and he continued to carry the earth and placed it in its orbit. Something for us to learn. That whenever we are doing some good work, there will be people who will be shouting at us. There will be people who will be using abusive language. Although he was giving bad words to the Lord just continued peacefully his work, kept the earth in his position, and then dealt with it. Otherwise, many times we are also involved in good work, but somebody says something and we just give it up. I'll give you some examples. In our own hospital, this 6 months back, I came across two such incidences. Once one friend of mine came to show his daughter who had a severe asthma attack. And I told him, okay, go here, sit there, and the doctor will see you. I called the doctor and everything. After 15 minutes, he calls me and he tells me, please come to the security office. I said, what happened? He said that Ayabai there, he got into fight with her. He said, what is this Faltugiri? And then they started giving each other bad words. And the police took them both off to the security office. And I said, where is the daughter? And her daughter is there in the casualty. And daughter is breathless. She is saying, Papa, Papa. And Papa is busy fighting with Ayabai. Not able to focus on why he was here. Even with myself, from the temple, I went back to the hospital. And as I was entering the premise, I saw a big fight going at our door. The security guard was fighting with the car fellow. Cars are not allowed inside. And I saw a pregnant female inside the car. So I just told the security, please allow them and let them drop her and get them back. And I went. But that fellow was so furious. He followed me in that car. The hospital was somewhere else. But still he came behind me till my house. And he said, who are you? When I am fighting with the security, who are you to come in between? And his wife, with that pregnant abdomen, she's shouting, "Arey, idhar aao, bachcha bahar aa raha hai." He's saying, no, usko bachcha ko marne do. He's saying, tell me, who are you? I said, first take care of your wife. She is crying, she's shouting. Your no. He said, no, tu kone bata pehle. Tu kya security hai idhar ka? Tu kone? I said, be focused, yaar. Maine usko class diya udhar ek baithe. Yeah, how to be focused? Your child is coming out of the abdomen, take her inside the hospital. So basically, remaining focused in whatever activity we are doing is so important. Two frogs who fell into a dry well and were not able to come out. And this whole bunch of frogs was standing at the sides of the well, and they were telling them that you are going to die here, don't even try. And they were shouting from above, and they were trying to jump. Then one of them gave it up. He died. Other fellow kept on jumping, and in one jump he came out. And then others were amazed. Kaisa aa gaya bahar? And then they started talking to him that, did you not understand? We were telling you that it's a deep well, you will never be able to come out. He said, main bachpan se beh raha hu. Maine kuch suna hi nahi. Mujhe laga aap inspiration de rahe ho mere ko upar se. So he didn't hear the depressive statements. He didn't hear all those depressive statements they were saying. So basically, become oblivious, because you will be coming to the temple, you will be coming for this youth festivals. Obviously, your friends and everybody will start, kidhar ja rahe? You know, what will you go to the temple? What is this philosophy? I remember way back in 1994, there was no such youth forum or IYS in the temple. Very few youth coming to the temple. And I was studying at Grant Medical College. And myself and my colleague, Dr. Shankar Sawant, both of us, out of those 1,000 students, only 2 of us, the temple could manage to convince to chant one round. And the temple thought that the preaching is going on very well in medical colleges. Nowadays they are upset sometimes, instead of 500, if 400 boys come, they feel bad. But that time, they felt very excited that 2 of the boys have come. And the temple preacher used to come. That time, literally the temple presidents used to come. Shishirada Gopinath ki. The temple presidents used to come and they used to get the best kind of cookies and everything for both of us. And after the preachers used to go, there used to be 998 students waiting for to pounce upon us. And for that whole week, from Saturday to Saturday, the next Saturday, everybody used to tell us, kya hai ye wo. By the time it was Friday, we used to tell that, we used to call the temple and tell that, don't come now, please, we don't want any program, we don't believe in this Krishna consciousness. Again, they used to come, show us the cookies. Moment they used to show the cookies, we used to go behind them. There were no even khichdi, they used to make some nice big cookies that time. So temple tried like this for 3-4 months. But every week after they left, we used to leave chanting and everything. Then they took up to us to tertiary care. And they started a dabba for us, special dabba for both of us. From the temple, this Bombay dabba walas, they used to come here and 2 dabbas used to be filled up. Only for both of us. And those 2 dabbas used to come. And then on Monday, whatever people used to tell us, we used to say, nahin, nahin, nahin. Abhi chodenge to dabba band ho jayega. So we are not going to leave ISKCON. And the way that time this cook, Daita Krishna Prabhu, used to fill this whole dabbas, 2 dabbas. There was this dal bati and dal. And we used to eat so much that we used to be even tired of washing hands. So we used to sleep like this. खाके डब्बा ऐसा बाजू में करके वी टू स्लीप एंड इवनिंग दे यूज टू सेंड खिचड़ी मोस्ट ऑफ द टाइम इट यूज टू हैपन दैट वी यूज टू वेक अप बाय दिस इवनिंग डब्बे वाला ओनली आफ्टर द मॉर्निंग डब्बे वाला लीव्स वी फिनिश वी स्लीप एंड गेट अप व्हेन द इवनिंग फेलो कम्स कैन यू इमेजिन द ब्लिस इन आवर लाइफ वी यूज टू जस्ट गेट अप Open that dabba, eat. And then we never forgot Krishna after that. Both of us were 57 kgs when the dabba started. Within 6 months, it was opposite. 75. And nobody could deviate us from Krishna consciousness. Because that dabba was such a thing that whatever people used to say, we used to chant. We said, nahin, chanting chodenge. What I wanted to tell you is not getting distracted, but of course we need all these support systems as of now, like Prasad and all. That's what Prabhupada also used to do. He kept this whole Gulab Jamun box at the exit. So people used to think that if I leave, I have to give up this Prasad. Sometimes it happens that in anger, we may feel like giving up Krishna consciousness. Sometimes it happens that we get some bad treatment in the temple. So initially, Maya Devi tries to take us away with the help of our friends and relatives. And when she sees that we are too determined, then she comes to the temple with us. And in the temple, then she speaks through some devotee who shouts at us. Then we are devotee, chilla rahe. Sab chilla rahe the, unko chhod ke main idhar aaya aur ye mere pe chilla rahe. Then we feel like leaving. You know, but that's what Maya's second step is. When she fails to convince us through our relatives and friends, she tries to act negatively through a devotee. That devotee may be very nice and kind to others, but suddenly he may shout at you. But we should understand that time that now she has come to the temple and through the devotees she is trying to take me away from Krishna consciousness by creating some offenses. We should not take it to heart. You know, sometimes we act in anger, we decide that nahi, bahut ho gaya ye mandir. We should never do like that. I had some instances in my own life where I was so angry with all that preaching I did at JJ, and so many people, students, they took up to Krishna consciousness. And what happened was that the first initiation, those students I had preached, their names were there on the initiation list. And I had reduced my chanting during exam period from 16 to 8 and something like that. There was some controversy. And I was not getting initiated, and those whom I had preached were getting. So I was so furious that day. I decided, now I'm going to stop this. This is what I did for ISKCON for 2 years, and now they are not even considering all my services. And I literally decided to quit that day in the morning. But day that thought came to my mind, I said, this is trick. So that day, normally program used to begin at 8 o'clock, I reached the venue at 6 only. I said, I don't want to take a risk with my mind. I don't want to sway away from this. This was somewhere in 97-98. And then the program was done, and the preacher came, and he started saying that these three are getting initiated. Again, that was like, he was putting salt on my heart. And so you three of you wait after the program, I have to give you some special instructions. And he said, you also wait. I said, he is going to tell me that you are going to get initiated next year, so you also listen to all the instructions. I said, I don't want to wait. I was washing my plate, and I was getting so angry, I thought of sending the plate and with the message to that preacher that I'm going, I'm not coming back. But I said, no, this is my trick. Let me go and listen what he says. Then I went there and I sat, everybody was dispersed, and those three to be initiates were sitting, and I was sitting on this side. Again he started, so this year, these three are getting initiated. I was sitting near the window, I felt like jumping out of it. But I said, no. Krishna consciousness, we should be patient. And then he said, actually, what happened today is I discussed in the temple and the amount of services he has done, so temple has decided that he should also get initiated. And then I felt that if in the morning I had decided to send some messages, hate messages to that preacher, in the evening I had decided, I would have lost my Krishna consciousness. Even after that, after attending so many yatras for years together, I used to always think that that day got angry and I would have left Krishna consciousness in my anger, just because I felt that I was not being treated well. But actually I was treated well, it was just a test. So we should be understanding the test and see to it that we don't fail. And after this, placing this earth, the Lord turned towards Hiranyaksha and he said, you are like, if he called him beast because he was in a Varaha roop, Shukara. So he said, if I am a Shukara, I am looking out for dogs like you for hunting. Because dogs are the target for all these tigers and cheetahs who stay around Mumbai. How they sustain themselves? They sustain themselves on dogs, because dogs are the target for all of them. So he said, you are a dog. And this, if you see in Bollywood language, they call it kutte. So that first origin I found in the Srimad Bhagavatam only. The Lord himself saying to somebody that you are a dog. And the next fight the Lord had with his brother Hiranyakashipu Narasingha. I'm not going to recite the whole Leela. I'm just here to discuss the dangals, the actual fight that happened. And while reading through all that description of fight between Narasingadev and Hiranyakashipu, I realized that Narasingadev has been so violent. Today on YouTube, you go for some violent videos and they show some terrorist organization beheading and all that. This is nothing. What he did is he tore up the abdomen and took out the intestine and put it around the neck. Aap batao, YouTube pe aisa koi video hai where somebody, terrorist, is taking out an intestine and putting around. And then he uprooted the heart and threw it away. So they should not get ideas by reading Srimad Bhagavatam, that's what I feel. And I'll tell you, intestine, the Lord actually wanted to accept it as an offering, as a garland, because Hiranyakashipu didn't give anything. So he sat on his throne, he took out his intestine. But even taking intestine and placing around the neck, just see the love of the Lord. I am a doctor and I have attended so many postmortems. In postmortems, the only thing we hate is large intestines, because that has all the stool, that has all the undigested matter. So sometimes while doing postmortem, they cut the intestine and all that rice and chawli, matki, everything comes out. So that's the last thing even a human touches. And Lord takes it and puts it around the neck. And then the descriptions that are given, that that Narsingdev's hair that scattered the clouds, and his eyes stole the effulgence of the luminaries. His roar, all the elephants on the earth were scared. And by his feet, the earth slipped down and the mountain sprang upwards. Of course, our dangals in this world, they last for 6 minutes, 3 rounds, 2 minutes each. This is what recent information I got. But when Gajendra fought with the crocodile, that fight went on for 1,000 years. Can you imagine? And 1,000 years, the demigods were watching it and clapping and cheering. You may laugh and whatever in the prerna class, but maximum for 1 hour. After 1 hour, all of you want prasad. You say, okay, I am log baithe, hase, nache abhi. 1,000 years. And then started Treta Yuga. Don't count yuga as a sala. Abhi Treta Yuga pe aagaye Prabhuji, chalo. Where Parshuram was, I'm not sure whether it was in Satyuga or at the border or between Treta Yuga. Parshuram, he killed 70 Nakshoni soldiers. And when we talk about with his axe what he was cutting, he was so angry that he cut off the arms, the legs, the heads, elephants, horses, rivets, shields, flags. This was the whole list. In one shloka it was given, both chariots and everything. And he made a mountain of heads, only a mountain of heads. And there was a river of blood and everything became muddy. And then the 10,000 sons of Kartavya Arjun, his 1,000 arms were cut by Parashuram, those 10,000 sons saw it. There were 10,000 in number, but still they ran away. And they further came and killed Jagadamba. So just imagine how scared they were. Now imagine 10,000 watching one man. And still they're running away in a group. That and then they killed Jamadagni. And all of you must be knowing this story. You must have seen this beautiful drama by our Borivali group, which they did. So that killing of Jamadagni in Srimad Bhagavatam, it is said that because he had ordered Parshuram to kill his mother, his own wife, Jamadagni's wife and Parshuram's mother. So that was a reaction for that minor offense that once Jamadagni had to get killed. And then Parshuram decided to kill all the Kshatriyas. And this, when even I was not in ISKCON, I used to be always scared of this. Because I belong to a Kshatriya family from a royal family in Satara. And always we were told that Parshuram has killed all your generations 21 times. So I was always scared of Parshuram. And it happened that last year in October I was supposed to go to Chipalun for a lecture. And in Chipalun is the place where Parshuram's temple is there. Some of you must have visited it also. It's on a nice mountain top. And again, my childhood memory started coming out. Parshuram is here, you are a Kshatriya, and when you are a devotee, but you are still not following all principles correctly, Parshuram may come and all such things. I reached there, and they had told me that some devotee will come, pick you up, take for a lecture. And I got a call. So I picked up the call, I said, hello. He said, मी परशुराम बोलतोय. And I got so scared, I said, that childhood thing, it's coming out. Then I said, yes, मी तुम्हाला घ्यायला आलोय. मैं आपको लेने के लिए आया हूं. I said, कौन बोल रहे हैं? He said, हरि बोल प्रभु जी, मैं परशुराम पाटिल, मैं आपको लेने को आया हूं. I said, ऐसे बोलो ना प्रभु जी, डरा रहे तो. Not speaking lie, this actually happened with me. And in that whole scare, again, after the lecture, I asked somebody, what next? He said, तुमची राहायची सोय परशुरामच्या घरी केली. I said, I'm not going to go to my house. And all those scary descriptions I had read, mountain of head. And actually, I have seen this in this 12th March bomb blast that happened in 1993. I was at JJ Hospital and all those bodies came and all hands and legs and how it looks like. It's so scary. We may read from the Srimad Bhagavatam, but it's really scary to see all those heads and skull caps. And then it was Lord Ramchandra's turn to start all the dangals. And the first fight he had was with Tataka. All of you know, female. Now imagine this kind of a fight where she had so much mystic powers that she used to appear suddenly in front, suddenly on the top, sometimes as an animal, sometimes as a bird. It was so difficult to kill, and then Vishwamitra guided him. It is said that when Ram stretched his bow, it used to turn into a circle, and that's what he did, and released the Astra to kill her. And then in Nasik, there was Shurparnakha. Even with Tataka, what happened is, Lakshmana Udar first actually cut her nose and ears. I think he was always doing this practice of cutting nose and ears, Tataka also. So because when Ram told him to do it for Shurparnakha, he immediately did it. And one more fight that happened was between Jatayu and Ravan. It was sure for Jatayu that he is going to die if he is going to venture in this fight. Actually, if you read Ramayana, when Sita saw Jatayu, she said, help me, don't stop him. Just find Lord Ram and tell him that I am being taken by him. That's the only thing. It was not that she said that, please come, please help. But he himself volunteered. This is devotion. No, he was knowing he is going to be killed. I give example of so many soldiers in the history of the Marathas in Maharashtra. There was a time when Shivaji was caught in Panalgarh. And from Panalgarh he was running to Vishalgarh. That's because he was surrounded by thousands and thousands of soldiers. So the day he decided to go, his barber, who was Shivaji's fan, so that time also that this fan concept was there. Well, nowadays Bollywood fans, but there used to be fan of an ideal Rajarishi. And because he was a fan, he had kept beard like Shivaji. And he said, I will go down wearing your clothes and you run away. So the people will be happy, joyous that you have surrendered to the Mughals and then you can run away. When he said that, he was knowing he is going to die because they are not going to spare him when they realize. But just see the dedication. And then Shivaji with 600 soldiers ran away from Panagarh and was on the way to Vishalgarh. Here they realized that this is a fake person who has come, and then they followed him. Actually visited that spot called as Ghodkhind, Pavankhind, where they actually caught Shivaji with the 600 soldiers, because it was a very narrow passage, they could not, you know, fight and capture all of them. And they went on moving back, and there this Shivaji is Senapati kind of a soldier. He said, Baji Prabhu Deshpande, he said that you take 300 soldiers with you and you proceed, and with 300 soldiers I will stop them here. And when he said that, they were separated into two groups. And those 300 who decided to stay back, they were knowing this is the last day of their life. They have to give it for their king. And there this Baji Prabhu Deshpande made such a statement. He said, even if thousands and lakhs die, it's okay. But the maintainer of the lakhs, in Marathi it is said, ki lakho mele tari salsil, pan lakhonsa poshinda jivanta rahila paiche. The maintainers should be there. And a kind of dedication you can imagine. And this, the example of Jatayu is so exemplary. Knowing that I'm going to die, he bounced. And at the end, when he died, Sita Mata actually stroked his head. And Ram came and performed his last rites. Then there was Hanuman, who went, who put the Sita. Actually, Dangal, firstly, when we hear the word Dangal, we feel fire, right? Fire ho rahe log ek dusre ko maar. And that was the ideal thing which Hanuman actually saw. We see it in the Leela of Hanuman, where he put everything on fire, the whole Lanka, one monkey. And his father was Vayudev, who was helping. Because if Vayu and fire are together, it's a deadly combination. And of course, in the fight between Ram, the monkeys, and the demons, one nice point in the Ramayana I saw, where it is said that Rakshasas lost all their good fortune because they are condemned by Mother Sita. Because they are offended. Mother Sita, the good, who is a personification of Lakshmi, the goddess of fortune. So there was no fortune with them. Now again here, when Ram confronted Ravan, again he repeated the same dialogue. He said to Ravan, you are like a dog. Now last yuga also, these were the same demons who came, Hiranyaksha, Hiranyakashipu, next life they came as Ravan and Kumbhakarna. Again, same Vishnu comes here and he said, you are like a dog who steals food when the master is away. So sometimes when the master is away, the dog goes into the kitchen and picks up something. So that's how, he was mentioning that's how you have stolen Sita. And then Ram, all of you know that whole that fight, how it took place, that one head was getting cut and the head was coming up. Especially the youth, they experience this. That sometimes it happens, Radhanath Maharaj was giving lecture on this topic of Ravana's heads getting cut, and he made such a nice point. He said that the head is cut, and moment the Ravana's head was cut, all the monkeys started dancing. And suddenly a new head grew up. And again they got depressed. Again the head was cut, and then again everybody was dancing. Maharaj said, the head represents lust. Ravan basically represents lust. So sometimes it happens that we feel so nice, suddenly we feel lust free. Basically we all are going through this sattva rajatama, the mode of goodness. Sometimes the mode of goodness is prevalent and we feel so nice and fresh. All of you must be experiencing these cycles. That when the cycle of sattva guna is going on, we get up nicely at 4 o'clock, we are not sleepy, we chant so nicely, we don't feel lusty. We feel as if we have become a pure devotee, you know. We start walking. We feel like taking a gamcha and walking on the street like this and blessing people. But Maharaj said, no. Just it's matter of time. The head is cut, the head will come. And then, you know, suddenly from nowhere that lust comes in. You know, just a trigger and then we are in a mess. And sometimes it happens in a day's time only, within 24 hours. Morning we are blissful, chanting, tears are coming out during Guru Puja. And in the night we are crying, kya kar diya maine? How did this happen? What did I watch? What did I do? Where did I go? We feel whether I am a devotee, whether tomorrow I will chant or not, I don't know. This is the cycles of sattva rajatama actually that keep on happening. We have to just continue steadily in this. So more we associate, associate with people in Sattvagun, more we read the Srimad Bhagavatam, more we read the Bhagavad Gita, more the Sattvagun will remain with us. More we associate with things of Rajogun, maybe it's a cricket match, maybe a movie, or maybe any other fest, the Rajogun will be installed. Moment the Rajogun comes in, we just feel passionate and we feel like enjoying the whole world. But that's not possible. And then the frustration starts. And then comes the Dwapar Yug. We are halfway through the lecture. And Krishna starts his dangal. Again Putana comes. And Krishna assures her, because if she would have looked into Krishna's eyes, she would have ran away. Because she would have seen death there. So Krishna closes his eyes. And, you know, it's mentioned in the Bhagavatam, Putana lifted Krishna just as a foolish person may pick up a sleeping snake, thinking it to be a rope. And then she started breastfeeding. Now just see the way Krishna kills the demons. Probably, as a doctor, I will say that the only noted case in history where a mother died while breastfeeding a child. We don't have any other case. We actually promote breastfeeding. We said one shouldn't be breastfeeding and the child should be breastfed. And here we find that she just goes, breastfeeds a child and child sucks the life. This has never happened any time in the history before and will never happen that a child sucks mother's life while breastfeeding. So, as a doctor we promote breastfeeding, but anyways, Putana was promoted to Goloka after that immediately. And then came, the next demon was Shakatasur, where Krishna, some celebrations were going on, I think he started to turn, there was a celebration. And Krishna just kicked the cartwheel. Shakata is a cartwheel, bailgadi, and the demon died. Again, a historical incident, a child, you know, kicking. My child kicks me almost 1,000 times a day, but this, just one kick and died. And the next was Trunavart. Now he was the only demon, I would say, which Krishna killed normally, means how a normal killer kills, by strangulation. For all other killing, there were the ways with which Krishna was killing. For example, he killed the Keshi horse by putting hand inside. Now this, even in today's world, people may be terrible, horrible, but nobody kills. Strangulation is the way of normal killing. That's what we teach in forensic medicine. You're killing somebody by putting hand in the mouth. That's amazing. And of course, in between the demons, Krishna was also having dangals with the demigods also. Like Indra coming down and Krishna is fighting with him also. And so many lessons actually Krishna teaches. I'm not going to talk about any leela or anything. I'm just talking about the lessons. Krishna is an autocratic lord. He doesn't like you loving him and loving somebody else. He will not tolerate it. And that's what he wants his devotees to be. You have come to me, you only love me. You love, you say, Krishna, I love you, and I also love... He doesn't accept. So he saw in his house that people are loving him, but still again offering something to Indra. He said, no, this will not do. You have to love me only. And then they got all the offerings to Govardhan, and there what Krishna taught us a principle, and I call it as an Anyor principle. In our Krishna consciousness, do more. As youth always, you know, you must have been exposed to the Anyor principle. Prasad khane ke baad bhi devotees aake bole, le lo. Anyor principle. Chanting karne, kitna kar rahe? 4 mala. Chalo, aur karo. This is a pushing movement, basically. And then, all those devotees, even in spite of all those difficulties coming upon them, they never complained, you know. I had got a cartoon CD for my daughter, which was not made by any devotee or anything. And there in that CD, I saw something so different, you know. All those ब्रजवासी फीमेल्स दे कम फाइटिंग टू नंदा हाउस, सी तुम्हारे बच्चे पे कहने के पे हमने वो ऐसा किया, अभी देखो इतना बारिश हो गया, हमारी गाय बह गई, हमारा ये हो गया. एंड दे वेर यू नो फाइटिंग देर. ये कौन से भागवतम, आई प्रेफर टू भागवतम वेर समथिंग लाइक दैट, नदर थिंग. एंड द वे दे आर फाइटिंग दिस, बिकॉज ऑफ दिस फेलो वी आर सफरिंग सो मच, हमारे ये बह गया, वो गया, घर का सामान गया. Nobody complained actually. Nobody complained. So when we complain to the Lord that oh see I came, hota hai na kabhi kabhi we stand before the Lord, see I surrender to you, but then I lost this, I lost her, I lost that, I lost. Rajvasis, the devotees never do that. Okay. And then Indra comes down and begs forgiveness to the Lord. So, where he again teaches us a lesson that it always has to be done through a devotee. He had a fight with Kaliya also. And actually what was happening is, out of the thousands head, there were main 101 head of Kaliya. And with anger, whenever a snake becomes angry, he does it like this. Otherwise, snakes are very peaceful. Otherwise, they will not become like this. Once I had this Chipalun trip, I had gone to Ratnagiri also. And this devotee in Ratnagiri, he said, Prabhuji, have a nice stroll, I'll take you to a mountain. Then he dropped me at this mountain on the outskirts of Ratnagiri. Its name was Ratnadurga. I was also never knowing the name. And he dropped me there. And he said, chanting complete karo, main aapko lene ko aata. And there was no one on that whole mountain. I was alone. I was peacefully chanting and suddenly I heard a voice. So then I looked here and there. And immediately as I was walking on that path, a 5-foot cobra just jumped there. Fortunately he didn't see me and he ran away. So he ran in that direction. I didn't want to take a risk. Although I was chanting holy name, all that faith in holy name and nothing, I just started running. Actually, there is a side wall of each fort, Telami Buruz Manto. And I started running on that wall. And all those villagers from down there saying, hey, kya, kon bhaag raha hai, kuch suicide kar raha hai, kuch nahi. And I was so scared to see a 5-foot long cobra. But anyways, what I mean to say that it didn't do like this. Oh, aise karte to I would have fainted there only. But when the cobra gets angry, then it does something like that. So what Kaliya was doing is, with all that hitting also, still it was getting angry and becoming like this. And Krishna was used to jump on that head which he used to raise. And then he started realizing that Garuda had defeated him and Krishna is 1,000 times more powerful. And then only thing he did was, his wives were devotees, so repeated the prayers of the wives. Some advantage of having a devotee wife. Then many other demons, you know, Shankachud and all those things. So in summary, with what Krishna fought? He fought with a donkey. That is Dhenukasri. He fought with a horse. He had a dangal with a python, with a calf, with a bull, with a snake, also with Indra, Brahma. And then when he went to Mathura, there also he had to fight with the elephant. And you know how he killed the elephant? He cut the tusk of the elephant, again in a unique way. With that tusk, he killed the elephant. Then he took the tusk on his shoulder and then he entered Mathura. You know, he does everything in a style. Elephant aata hai marne ko, uska hi tusk kaata, usi se usko mara, aur fir wo leke, then he roamed around in Mathura, and then that's, now imagine, this is the way he entered the fighting arena. To udhar ke pehlwanon ko kya hua rahega? You know, they see all this. Kualapid was such a big elephant, and then Krishna enters the wrestling arena, where the actual dangal was going to take place, where people were waiting, and Chanur and Mushtik. When I read the description of how Chanura was killed by Krishna, Krishna actually just whirled him. And in the Srimad Bhagavatam translation mentions, he was killed by the centrifugal force. those who have read physics. Krishna didn't smash him or anything. He just whirled him And Srimad Bhagavatam mentions, by the centrifugal force his soul was thrown away. And after killing that, Krishna goes on the top and gets Kamsa down. Now, as a doctor, I was just thinking that Krishna hit him on the chest and Kamsa died. Actually, when somebody dies, we hit on the chest to do the CPR. So that he, you know, many times it happens that a person almost is dead and then we hit on the chest and then he wakes up. Krishna does everything ulta. He hit on the chest and the heart stops. Doctors hit on the chest and the heart starts again. And then Krishna was so angry with Kamsa, he dragged his body around that whole arena just to reassure his parents. Kamsa, who was so scared for so many months and years, you know, the symptoms of Kamsa, if you read, he could not see his image in the mirror. In his shadow, he saw a hole. Dekho, aapke saath agar aisa kuch hota hai to. He could not hear the sound of his breathing. He's breathing but not able to hear the sound. Hamare doctors kabhi kabhi aise karte hain. When we were taught communication skills by our doctor, he said, Dr. O.P. Kapoor, very famous doctor, gives lectures at Birla Matashri. He said, aap doctors itna galti karte hain, aap stethoscope lagate patient ko. Aur aap bolte, saans leo, saans leo. He said, the patient will get so scared, you have to say, lambi lambi saans lo. Patient is otherwise thinking, main saans to le raha hu aur isko sunai kaise nahi de raha hai. So he said, never say saans lo, are saans to lega na, saans le raha hai tabhi to aapke paas aaya hai. So don't say saans leo, he said lambi. So that was happening with Kamsa. He could not hear the sound of his own breathing. So just imagine, ki saans le rahe aur aawaz nahi aa rahe. He could not see his shadow on the ground. And Krishna was still not satisfied. He killed ahead, went ahead, killed Shishupal and Jarasan. With all this, on the battlefield of Kurukshetra, Arjuna is again trying to, you know, saying, no, no, I'll not fight. Krishna says, no, fight. Because that is why he has come here down, to do Dangal, to fight. Because that he cannot do in the spiritual world. So Krishna actually is most excited to fight here. And towards the end also of Krishna's Leela, what happened is the Yadavas, they got into fight with each other. And before that, just see the activities done by the Yadavas on the day of Yadavi, what we call as the ultimate day where all the Yadavas were killed. They gave charity, they fed the Brahmanas. And then they indulge in drinking. And they got intoxicated with a wine made up of rice. They got so arrogant and the quarrel broke that they could not control themselves. They even attacked Krishna. And they tried to kill Balram. Just imagine what intoxication does. You know, I as a warden of a hostel, I have some experiences with intoxicated students. You know, there was one of my students who used to always, you know, drink, break something in the hostel, and the next day I used to go and meet him. He used to say, sir, blood le lo mera. Ab mere pe aisa allegation nahi dal sakte, blood le lo. So I used to feel, okay, if I take his blood, then it will be proved that he's drunk and he will lose his degree and all this. So I used to forgive him. Then one day he broke the glasses. Then I was furious. I said, chal, blood le lo na, we'll take your blood. And I entered our casualty and I saw he was not behind me. He was running with his apron. I was on my apron. And then I started running behind him with my assistant warden who had apron. So just see the scenario in a hospital. One doctor is running, then the other two are running behind. And then on the way I called the security and police, come on, come on, come on, usko pakadna hai. Toh humare piche wo, and that all those fat and obese people, they are, police, they are running. And then he went running straight, sat in a taxi like a movie, it was a movie scene, and we went on the street. On the street he was running and I was shouting, pakdo usko, pakdo usko. He sat in a taxi, ran, went, he was from somewhere from the north. And then he disappeared from that point. That was the day of his prelim exams, and then after 1 month was university exam. Suddenly one day before university exam, somebody knocked my door and there was nobody outside. And I saw him sleeping on the ground, somebody, with a Radha Krishna murti in his hand. He said, "Sir, main wapas aa gaya." I said, "Kone bhai?" "Sir, aapke liye murti leke aaya hu. Main abhi bhakt ban gaya." I said, "Okay." "Sir, main pariksha de sakta hu." I said, "Okay, you give your exam." And I realized that after he was drunk, he was running so fast. And my assistant warden, you know, he used to be running every day in the morning. So as we were coming back after we couldn't caught him, we were the losers in the race, we were coming back. And I asked my assistant that, "Yaar, tu kaise nahi pakda, theek hai?" So what he told me, you know, he said, "Sir, wo na 100 meter ki tarah bhaga, main na marathon runner hoon." So I said, "Yaar, kya explanation?" So next time again we caught somebody. And again that other fellow was intoxicated. And four of us were catching, and he was such a thin fellow. And two guards and two, me and my assistant, we were catching him, and with that also he managed to smash us four, and again he ran. Again my assistant ran and came back, "Sir, 100 meters aisa bhaga," and all. But one thing I realized, that when people are drunk, he actually kicked me, that fellow. He didn't realize I'm his teacher or anything. So if you cannot realize what, basically when person is intoxicated, he doesn't realize anything. So if he doesn't realize that I'm kicking my teacher, I'm kicking the hostel warden, what can the Yadavas also think of that? They were to going there to kill Balram. Can you imagine what intoxication does? One of the rules what we follow in ISKCON is no intoxication. And then there were so many dangals in Kali Yuga. There were world wars. Prabhupada himself used to like fighting. Prabhupada used to like fighting for the Juhu temple. You hear the classes of Braj Vihari Prabhu. He tells it so elaborately how Prabhupada fought for the Juhu temple, and ultimately he got the land, and he said that was a good fight. He used to enjoy that, fighting for Krishna. Actually the word dangal for Maharashtrians means actual fighting, where people are killing each other of different caste and religion. And I had experience of such one of these dangals. I got admission in Mumbai in 1992 at Grant Medical College. And on 6th December 1992, it was the day Babri Masjid was demolished. So we were not concerned with anything. We actually, on that day was a fashion show at KM Hospital. So from JJI, went to see a fashion show on the day Babri Masjid was demolished. And after the fashion show was over, nobody was there on the road. We came out and the taxi wallahs were not ready to come to JJ. Somehow I convinced one taxi wallah and he came. And after we reached Bhaikala, there was nobody on the street. Now that never happens on Muhammad Ali Road. That is always, you know, people are there always on the road. At 9:30 he dropped three of us and he went away. I don't know what happened to the taxi wallah. But we started sensing something wrong, and then we saw some people, bodies here and there, then we saw blood here and there, then we saw people from all the buildings looking at us. You know that antadarshan. That made us realize, the way they were looking at us, that this is the last day. And we went up to the gate and the gate was closed. And I'll tell you, you cannot run when you are scared. Three of us were, you know, kind of pushing each other, and we had no energy to climb the gate and all what we used to do in the childhood. Went to the second gate, it was closed. Third gate, it was closed. Fourth gate, it was closed. While we were running, we were looking at the building people. Building people were looking at us. Ultimately, one of us remembered that the mortuary gate is always open 24 hours. So we went all the way around, entered through the mortuary gate, and we jumped over some 300, 400 dead bodies. They were just thrown there. And for first time in my life,
with that all that riot that took place. Actually, riot, dangal is the word. He jumped over all those bodies. And I saw what hatred does. So many people were killed. And then we were staying inside the campus for 20-25 days. Could not come out of the premise. The rice was over. The chapati atta was over. Only a police van used to come with vada pav and give us vada pav. And we used to take vada pavs and eat morning, afternoon, evening, night. We used to sustain on vada pav. And sometimes we used to hear bullets coming and hitting our hostel windows. The people in the surrounding, they attacked our hostel once. And I saw, what is the scare of a death? Of death, first time I imagined. We were in that whole thing, again oblivious. After fashion show, we were watching India-New Zealand match that was going on. And we were shouting, oh, yeah, oh, oh. And the surrounding people who were disturbed with these riots, they came to kill us, literally. Then we had to close the hostel doors. It's a horrible experience, the actual dangal. We may say hatred, we may give hate speeches and all, we may hate some religion. But actually when people of two religions start killing each other, it's a horrible experience. So we should not promote hatred. And then before going to the lessons from this wrestler Geeta Fogat's life, I would firstly talk about dangal in the mind. You know, there is always fight in our mind between good thoughts and bad thoughts. Between the instructions which we hear in the Srimad Bhagavatam and the temple and what our mind wants. Now at some point we just feel like, forget all this. Let me do what I want. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, manasa deha gaya. He says, I am offering my mind, my body. Sometimes we are ready to offer our body. I am ready to sit down here and chant. But I am not ready to offer my mind. चैंटिंग के लिए हम लोग हमारा बॉडी दे सकते हैं, लेकिन माइंड नहीं देंगे. दो घंटा कैसे दे सकते हैं माइंड यार? इट्स सच अ डिफिकल्ट थिंग, बिकॉज माइंड इज समथिंग विथ विच वी एंजॉय. इवन इफ यू डोंट गेट समवन, वी स्टिल ट्राई टू एंजॉय विद द हेल्प ऑफ आवर माइंड. सो इट्स मोस्ट डिफिकल्ट थिंग इज टू ऑफर माइंड टू द लॉर्ड. नाउ कमिंग टू द मेन टॉपिक, एंड आई विल बी वाइंडिंग अप इन द नेक्स्ट 10-15 मिनट्स. Some lessons which this topic was given to me, I found out what is the life story of this medalist on which this particular theme was based. And she was from Haryana and her name was Geeta and Babita Fogat. The father wanted to make them become a medalist. So I'm just relating all this to you youth who have come for prerna. So your teachers, your shiksha gurus, your youth preachers, all of them want you to be real gold medalist. They want you to achieve what the golden avatar wants. And then they tell you, get up early. कल सुबह 5 बजे तैयार रहना मंगल आरती के लिए. एंड देन वी आर नॉट रेडी बिकॉज वी वुड ऑलवेज लाइक, यू नो, नाउ तो विंटर सीजन इज ऑन. द बेस्ट थिंग वी कैन डू इज नाउ ईट प्रसाद आफ्टर दिस एंड जस्ट टेक अ नाइस थिक ब्लैंकेट एंड स्विच ऑफ द मोबाइल सो दैट नोबडी इवन कॉल्स मी टू वेक अप दैट ओके गेट अप. एंड देन दे टेल दैट व्हाट हिज देयर फादर was doing, who was a wrestler, he told them that now you will not be eating this, you will not be, you know, you will be always on a healthy diet. That's what our preachers tell, right? Don't eat this, don't eat this, eat good food, good healthy food, you know, don't create karma because of this. And then, one day, the father told them to cut the hair. आपको भी एक बार बोला रहेगा किसी ने कि ज्यादा फैशन करके. नो, व्हाई दे टोल्ड? बिकॉज दे शुड नॉट, वन शुड नॉट गेट डिस्ट्रैक्टेड. इट्स नॉट दैट इस्कॉन वी डोंट एक्सेप्ट लॉन्ग हेयर्स और एनीथिंग लाइक दैट, बट मेन थिंग इज टू रिमेन फोकस्ड. मोर वी गेट इन टू बॉडीली कंसेप्ट, इट्स अ डिस्ट्रैक्शन बेसिकली. वी सो दैट वी डोंट फॉल इन टू बॉडीली कंसेप्ट, वी आर टोल्ड दिस. सो लाइक द फादर टोल्ड द डॉटर्स, we are also told that, okay, less bodily concern. And that's what the girls actually followed, getting up early, and then they cut their hairs, remain focused, they became successful. We also initially achieve success in our spiritual lives, but then we offend afterwards. Initially, all of you must have realized that whenever you came for the temple, you enjoyed the kirtan, you enjoyed the holy name so much. This happens in the initial days. We just look forward for a kirtan, we just look forward for chanting. I remember when the preachers used to ask me that, how is your spiritual life? I said, I'm enjoying, I'm chanting, I'm always, Shraddha Gopinath Bhagwan ki jai. And I used to tell that, you know, I'm enjoying my spiritual life. But then eventually what happens is we start offending people. And then the story goes ahead like this, that that girl became a national champion, she has to go and get trained in the academy. And now the father is not there with her, she is alone, but she is trying to still remain focused. And then she gets into bad association. Then somebody says, what's wrong in eating this? Let's eat this. What's wrong in growing hair? So she grows her hair. Basically what happens is losing focus. That's what happens in our spiritual life also. Sometimes people may be asking you also, what's wrong in this? Thoda sa maja bhi karo, thoda tumhara chanting bhi karo. Dono chalta hai, saath saath. Nahi chalta hai. Nahi chalta hai. Because you go here, Krishna will just pull you. The maya will just pull and will be lost. So we cannot continue with holding one maya's hand and one hand with Krishna. That is not possible. That's what happened to this particular wrestler. That she was, you know, there she got distracted because of her friends, and then she started losing matches. And then, you know, she realized from her mistakes. Then her father made her realize that these were the mistakes. It must have happened that you also must have approached your youth preachers that I have done this mistake. And then they make you learn from your mistakes. That see, you did this. Then this has led to this, then this has led to this, and this has led to this mistake. They must be nicely tracing out a map for you that why this is happening. So we need to rectify. We must have heard the story of Bilwa Mangal Thakur, who, you know, got so much in love with Chintamani, and then, you know, he decided, okay, the Chintamani said to him, if you are so much attached to me, if you would have been attached to Krishna, you would have achieved Krishna Prem. So he starts going to Vrindavan. Again, on the way to Vrindavan, he gets attracted to somebody, follows her. Then he realizes, this is my mistake, so asks for a hairpin and puts it in his eyes. So what is that hairpin for us? We also get distracted by so many things we see. Do we take a hairpin and finish the matter? No. But then what we do, it's not about plucking the eyes. As much as possible, if we avoid exposure to materialism, we will remain focused. Anything material is so potent. We may just take a newspaper also, we may feel that, okay, I'll just see it, keep it in touch, just to be in touch with the world. But then you have to be really controlled. What happens is we go in deep. We go deep into it and we take interest into it. It's not wrong to be in touch with the world. We should be always in touch and we should be always updated. But that interest we develop in that whole thing, that is bad. Now imagine you come out in your house in the drawing room and there is Bhagavad Gita lying and there is newspaper. Be sincere to yourself. What is the first thing we pick up? Because we want to see the masala. What actually happened yesterday? And then we want to read in details. And that's a sign that we don't have taste. But that's what the father of these two girls, you know, he just made a map that these are the mistakes you did. So always approach after doing all the mistakes. it's okay, mistakes happen. Always approach your youth preachers, they will guide you that, okay, these are the mistakes you did. And learn from it. And then she goes, after again getting rectified for her final match. Of course, they said show a lot of exaggerations in the movies. But it happened that her father was not allowed to sit on the first row. Because from first row he used to be shouting, do like this, do like this. So then he was put in the last row. And so he was not around to guide her. So every time all these preachers here, they will not be there with you. Always on the field, in your college, at your workplace, they'll not be there to remind you. But then she remembered what her father had told, all the instructions she remembered. Rather, the father had told one instruction that your father will not be there always with you. You have to fight, you have to remember. And then with remembering all that, she got a gold medal. In the Commonwealth Games, that's what the story inspired so much. She must not have earned so much, how much the actor and the producer earned through this whole story. So, once one famous industrialist was asked that, what is the secret of your success? So he said, moment I get an opportunity, I jump into it. But then they asked him, but how do you understand that, when is this opportunity? He said, yeah, that's why I keep on jumping always. So it's one Mahamantra actually, which will be chanted without offense. That is going to take us back to Godhead. That's what the Shastra says, one Mahamantra. That's why you always keep on chanting, like this person said, I keep on jumping always. We keep on chanting always, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. To now, just to end this lecture, where you know this whole thing is going on, and in that Haryani language, this father tells the daughters that medalist aise ped pe nahi ukte and all those things. Uske liye mehnat se, lagan se, aapko, you have to do this kasram. I would say that pure devotees aise ped pe nahi ukte. Uske liye mehnat se, lagan se, prem se chanting karna padta hai. Thank you so much.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Thank you, Yugavatar Prabhu. The long clapping said it all. We are very grateful to you. So I'll request, if somebody has any questions for the speaker, then we can have one or two questions.
Questions, please.
All right. So we express our gratitude once again to Yugavatar Prabhu. Thank you very much. We'll express our gratitude to him by loudly chanting three times. Hari Bol! Hari Bol! Hari Bol! Also, we are very grateful to all of you who have come here. I would request all those who have come to the Prerana Festival today for the first time to kindly stand in your places so that we can properly welcome you. Those who have come for the first time.